Task 1.
You will hear a group leader talking to some students who are going to visit an important athletics event in Birmingham. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 1.
Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Right, everyone. Some important information about the three college trips before the end of June. Firstly, we're all going to Birmingham to see the International Athletics Championships. That's the only trip we've planned during March because I know that April is such a busy time for students. We're going on the 15th. For those of you who haven't heard of this event before, it's the largest single sports competition in Britain, so we're really pleased that we're going. 140 different national teams will take part, which means you'll see 520 world-class sportsmen and women there, and you'll be amongst thousands of other fans. The stadium seats 17,000. We'll be leaving here early, and we've decided to go by train this time and not hire a coach because we got delayed in traffic jams when we went to Birmingham before. I hope everyone's pleased about that. Next, someone asked me what to take. Firstly, what not to take. Leave your cameras behind because taking photos is forbidden, but you must have your identity card with you, as we've bought a group ticket and you may need to show it. Mobile phones are okay, but you'll have to turn them off during the event, so it's probably better not to take them. If you want to read some more about the event on the internet, go to Birmingham's website. Then look for the word BIRINFO in the page index. That's spelt BIRINFO. You'll find all kinds of information about the championships there. As for our trip, I don't have the final details of journey times yet, but I will by this afternoon. So I think I'll write an information sheet with answers to all your questions on it. You'll get copies of this on Friday, so you can read through everything over the weekend. Right, the second trip will be in...
Now listen again.
Right, everyone. Some important information about the three college trips before the end of June. Firstly, we're all going to Birmingham to see the International Athletics Championships. That's the only trip we've planned during March because I know that April is such a busy time for students. We're going on the 15th. For those of you who haven't heard of this event before, it's the largest single sports competition in Britain, so we're really pleased that we're going. 140 different national teams will take part, which means you'll see 520 world-class sportsmen and women there, and you'll be amongst thousands of other fans. The stadium seats 17,000. We'll be leaving here early, and we've decided to go by train this time and not hire a coach because we got delayed in traffic jams when we went to Birmingham before. I hope everyone's pleased about that. Next, someone asked me what to take. Firstly, what not to take. Leave your cameras behind because taking photos is forbidden, but you must have your identity card with you, as we've bought a group ticket and you may need to show it. Mobile phones are okay, but you'll have to turn them off during the event, so it's probably better not to take them. If you want to read some more about the event on the internet, go to Birmingham's website. Then look for the word BIRINFO in the page index. That's spelt BIRINFO. You'll find all kinds of information about the championships there. As for our trip, I don't have the final details of journey times yet, but I will by this afternoon. So I think I'll write an information sheet with answers to all your questions on it. You'll get copies of this on Friday, so you can read through everything over the weekend. Right, the second trip will be...
Now turn to task two.
You will hear a radio interview with a ballet dancer called Elena Karpov, who is talking about her life and career. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
My guest today is the star of the London Ballet Company, 22-year-old Elena Karpov. Elena, you were born in Bulgaria. Did you always want to be a dancer?
Well, I was a very lively little girl, so at the age of 7, my mother sent me to gymnastics classes. When I was 9, I went on to ballet lessons, and from that moment I knew that I wanted to spend my life dancing. 2 years later, when I was 11, I won a place at the New York Ballet School.
So you had to move to the United States. Mm. Did you miss your family?
Oh, yes. At first it was difficult being away from home and not knowing a lot of English, but it taught me how to look after myself and not to depend on others. There were other Bulgarian students there, and we actually found it quite easy to learn enough English to take part in the lessons with the other students.
Tell us about your latest role with the London Ballet Company.
I'm going to dance the part of Cinderella. It's a story about a poor girl who marries a handsome prince. My parents used to read it to me when I was little. I'd never seen the ballet before, but I already knew the music really well. I'm sure children will love the ballet.
What do you do when you're not practicing or performing?
Before I joined this company, I spent 2 weeks going round London as a tourist. I don't have time for sightseeing now, but I love trying on the latest fashions with my friends. I'm always buying new jeans and trainers. I'm not too keen on discos and nightclubs. I dance enough during the day.
You must have lots of fans.
Quite a few. They always ask for a photograph of me, but unfortunately I don't have many to give away. I sometimes sign their programmes instead, and if I can, I give them one of the flowers I've received from the audience. They always ask for tickets, but of course that's not possible.
What's been the best thing that's happened in your career so far?
Well, I've been a guest dancer with ballet companies in Moscow and Vienna, and I appeared twice on television in Bulgaria and met the president. I shall never forget that. But the most satisfying thing for me is that I'm paid for doing what I really enjoy, dancing.
Elena, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
Now listen again.
My guest today is the star of the London Ballet Company, 22-year-old Elena Karpov. Elena, you were born in Bulgaria. Did you always want to be a dancer?
Well, I was a very lively little girl, so at the age of 7, my mother sent me to gymnastics classes. When I was 9, I went on to ballet lessons, and from that moment I knew that I wanted to spend my life dancing. 2 years later, when I was 11, I won a place at the New York Ballet School.
So you had to move to the United States. Mm. Did you miss your family?
Oh, yes. At first it was difficult being away from home and not knowing a lot of English, but it taught me how to look after myself and not to depend on others. There were other Bulgarian students there, and we actually found it quite easy to learn enough English to take part in the lessons with the other students.
Tell us about your latest role with the London Ballet Company.
I'm going to dance the part of Cinderella. It's a story about a poor girl who marries a handsome prince. My parents used to read it to me when I was little. I'd never seen the ballet before, but I already knew the music really well. I'm sure children will love the ballet.
What do you do when you're not practicing or performing?
Before I joined this company, I spent 2 weeks going round London as a tourist. I don't have time for sightseeing now, but I love trying on the latest fashions with my friends. I'm always buying new jeans and trainers. I'm not too keen on discos and nightclubs. I dance enough during the day.
You must have lots of fans.
Quite a few. They always ask for a photograph of me, but unfortunately I don't have many to give away. I sometimes sign their programmes instead, and if I can, I give them one of the flowers I've received from the audience. They always ask for tickets, but of course that's not possible.
What's been the best thing that's happened in your career so far?
Well, I've been a guest dancer with ballet companies in Moscow and Vienna, and I appeared twice on television in Bulgaria and met the president. I shall never forget that. But the most satisfying thing for me is that I'm paid for doing what I really enjoy, dancing.
Elena, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
That is the end of part 2.